listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A, and this one is turned over to the authors. If you listen to the show regularly, you know that I've talked with a lot of nationally distributed best-selling authors. We have four for you today. We're going to open up talking to Richard Lieberman with his book, Bad Seed. No, that's not the old Patty McCormick movie, The Bad Seed. This is about GMO technology and what we grow. Then we'll hear from Lori Ann Keenan about her book, Things I Only Tell My Friends, followed by Shane Bauer with his book called American Prison, and finally Andrew Schaefer with a political spoof that crosses all political lines. Remember hope and change? Well, this is the bromance and crime fighting unit Obama and Biden played for laughs. It's called Hope Rides Again, and it's a funny interview. I hope you'll find these interviews sending you down to your favorite local bookstore to stock up for your summer reading, weekends, holidays, vacations. Will start the day with Richard Lieberman and Bad Seed. Well, have you ever heard of CRISPR? Well, it's a very controversial gene editing tool that can modify genes in plants and animals so that the result is stronger, more resistant, or smarter, among other things. And you can take a gene from one thing and add it to another. The question here is, does the good outweigh the bad? Is this a Pandora's box for humanity, and how far is too far? Well, the book Bad Seed is the first novel to base its plot on genetic engineering in the food industry, and we have the author on the line, Richard Lieberman. Mr. Lieberman, thanks for joining us on Q&A. How did you come to write this book, Bad Seed?
Good morning, DJ. Well, you know, I started to do research to do a nonfiction book about this revolutionary new genetic engineering tool, and then I decided that there were so many moral, ethical, and almost scientific science fiction issues that are real. It would be a much better and more entertaining story in a novel. So I wrote a book. This book, Bad Seed, is a thriller featuring this brilliant, beautiful young woman research scientist, and it follows her rise from a penniless student to a potentially psychopathic Silicon Valley billionaire. But although it's fiction, I've tried to be as factually accurate as possible in describing this bioengineering advance, CRISPR. So the reader will be immersed not only in a really exciting story, but a scientific briefing on this timely issue.
Now, here in the United States, we only see FDA allowing such testing on plants. But I understand that in China, there have been modified twin girl embryos that would be resistant to their father's HIV. What do you see this coming up in the future?
Well, I mean, what happened in China shows the power of this CRISPR tool for scientists to do very easily alone, something that used to take, you know, millions of dollars and teams of scientists to do. This guy genetically engineered some human embryos, real human embryos, to make them resistant to their father's HIV and to change their intellectual abilities. And it shows how this can be used off the radar screen to, you know, do great harm or do great good.
Now, we've seen how genetically modified corn can fatten cows and grow very quickly. Your book covers the science of adverse health effects of animal meat. What can you tell us about that?
Well, in my story, the protagonist, Elizabeth Block, she's a Stanford grad student, and her father dies of heart disease. And she looks into it, and she realizes he basically ate all this meat, cholesterol, clogged his arteries, and she determined that American cattle meat is just full of you know, death-relating cholesterol. So she set out to create a new feed for cattle, which would make them heart healthy. And she succeeded and became a billionaire with this brand new company, Heart Healthy Meat. But things then went awry, and ergo the title of the book, Bad Seed.
Mm. So your story, I understand, also shows how genetic engineering can fix health issues like that, correct?
Well, exactly. And the research going on right now with this new, you know, supercharged genetic engineering shows great promise. For example, they're working on modifying pig organs for human transplant. You know, thousands of people die in the U.S. every year waiting for transplants because there are no organs. But scientists now, with the approval of the government, are looking at pig organs, taking the virus out of the organs using CRISPR, so that they can be used for humans. And this is, you know, this is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I have no doubt it will succeed, as will, you know, other research to help people.
Why do you think that right now the FDA will not regulate CRISPR use on plants?
Well, you know, this is their argument, and it's an understandable one. The government, you know, points out how agriculture in the U.S. has become affordable. Food has become affordable. Americans used to spend over 20% of their income on food. Now it's less than 10% because of genetic modification, efficient food. Worldwide, it's feeding, you know, impoverished people. Bill Gates has been behind this. So that's all wonderful. But the problem is, now, with this ability to modify food and, you know, very, very easily, it's like we've gone from using, you know, a regular bomb to a hydrogen bomb in terms of altering things. And the potential to create harmful food becomes much greater in this environment.
I understand CRISPR has also been used to treat blood disorders?
Yes, and there also is a very, very good example of the ability to do good. With the government approval, they are looking at genetically modifying hemoglobin to prevent this blood disease called thalassemia, which has low blood fatigue with low hemoglobin. So they fix the mutated gene, and that's a very, very positive development.
I also understand there are CRISPR risks based on a new report in Nature Biotechnology about a CRISPR glitch.
Well, here's the problem in a nutshell. When you start to alter an organism, you're transplanting, you know, genes from one organism into another. You don't know the ramifications. You're affecting the very delicate balance, and you can be essentially blowing away DNA, reverberating through the organism, and it can create toxins. It can create cancer. It can create a very dangerous organism.
When someone reads your book, Bad Seed, will they be left wondering if maybe human cloning is next?
Oh, absolutely. And certainly with this technology, human cloning becomes much more feasible. And, you know, whereas in the past you needed money and big corporations to do any work in this area, with this new technology, this new tool, an individual can do it on his own if he has a fundamental knowledge of bioengineering.
The name of the book is Bad Seed. The author is Richard Lieberman. How can our listeners get a copy of Bad Seed and learn more about your writing?
Bad Seed is available on Amazon today. Look for Bad Seed by Richard Lieberman, not to be confused with The Bad Seed, an old movie. Bad Seed by Richard Lieberman on Amazon.
And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. As regular listeners and all my coworkers know, I grew up reading the advice columns every day in the newspapers of Ann Landers and Dear Abby, and there is a modern-day advice columnist in that vein. Her name is Lori Ann Keenan, who has written a tremendous new book called Things I Only Tell My Friends. Now, Lori Ann graduated with a degree in psychology, then traveled the world meeting people like Willie Nelson, Bill Clinton, and Richard Branson along the way. Lori, welcome to Q&A. What did you learn from people like Willie Nelson, Bill Clinton, and Richard Branson?
Hi, DJ. Willie Nelson was fun because I met him about 30 years ago, and he was going through a very creative time, let's call it, in his process. So for me at that age, to meet someone like that, it was very interesting to see that growth never stops. It doesn't stop at university. It doesn't stop at your first job. Growth continues, and creativity continues through your whole life. So he was a fascinating guy to meet with.
Now, one of the great things about your book, Things I Only Tell My Friends, it's not only kind of a smorgasbord of diverse experiences and wisdom about love, life, and success with practical tips, but it illuminates the habits that separate superstars from the ordinary. How do they separate themselves from the pack?
One of the biggest pieces of advice I like to give is meditation and visualization. Everybody's heard about storyboards and you know, your bucket list, but I always say to everybody, have them out everywhere. What are your dreams? What do you want out of life? What is the house that you want? Visualize it very, very clearly. And the more you visualize and the more you meditate on things like this, it's amazing how often they can come true for you.
Now, one of the great things, too, about the book is that you end each chapter with a joke, and you're always the perfect hostess, serving up chapters in different helpful areas like transforming your life, recognizing those and-then-it-happened moments. Why is it important to finally take that leap of faith when you have then that and-then-it-happened moment?
The embedded happen moments that everybody has. I'm sure you've had a dozen of them already also, but those are the times when you can turn left or turn right. Those are the situations that are posed to you and you go, oh, you know, should I listen to myself? Does my instinct say do this, but I'm fighting my instinct? And this is where I train people deep. You got to trust your intuition. It's got to be 100% that you know what is right. Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to the media. Just if that is right for you, then take that leap and just go for it.
Now, as anybody who reads advice column knows, you are also very good at advising people how to maintain healthy and happy relationships. What are some of your tips?
Well, my husband and I just celebrated our 10,000 day anniversary, so we just celebrated that a couple weeks ago. But when I'm talking to especially 20 to 30 year olds, I say the person you marry is the biggest decision you're going to make in your life. Make sure that that person is right for you. Have the conversations, the long conversations. Do you want kids? Do you want to live here? Where do you want to do in the world? And then my biggest advice that I love to give them is saying when they leave the house when they leave you in the morning, say, I love you and have a lovely day. And when they come home, who's ever home next, jump up and welcome them home. It's a little tiny thing. Even my husband and I, because we work together and he might go to the gym or come back, I always jump up, say, hey, welcome home. How was your afternoon? And that sort of thing. So my thing is, it's those tiny little things that sometimes we forget as the marriage goes on in years. But remember, it's the most important person in your life is going to be your spouse. So make sure that relationship has always been molding and loving.
Now, you became a successful entrepreneur at 24. You managed, I believe, a nightclub at 18, and you ran a multi-million-dollar international business by 30, became a philanthropist by 40. That's quite a range of experience.
It's funny, when it's down on paper, it does sound different than when you live it, doesn't it?
And also, you have advice on how to entertain 1 to 100. Explain that.
I throw a lot of celebrations and a lot of parties, and I've thrown a lot of weddings. So one of my biggest pieces of advice, if you're going to have any kind of party, is always have name labels ready. It's amazing how even my friends, because I'm always throwing my parties at my place, that if I have name labels, they go, you know what? Thank God you have name labels, because I know that guy. I've talked to him 3 different times, and I keep forgetting his name. So it's a simple little thing to do. Some people may be uncomfortable with it, but most people are going, oh, thank God, I now have their name in my head. So use name labels as much as you can when you entertain.
I have to add this, because you're living in Vancouver and you grew up in Saskatoon. If you ever saw the movie Slapshot, because the song A Little Bit South of Saskatoon was a part of that.
Yes, we love that. We appreciate him writing that.
And my sweetie and I vacationed in Vancouver last year, went to the some wonderful sites around the area, including the Suspension Bridge Park. And my hometown team won the Stanley Cup last night. So this is
congratulations.
This is a very opportune opportunity for us. How can our listeners get a copy of your book, Things I Only Tell My Friends, and learn more about you?
My website is thingsionlytellmyfriends.com, and you can find my book on all platforms, on Audible and Amazon and Kindle platforms.
You have lived a very interesting life with many more years to go. We thank you for sharing that with us, and in your book, Things I Only Tell My Friends by Lori Ann Keenan. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is yrmchealthconnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe, and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
Lamb Nissan would love to be part of your summer road trip. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. July's the perfect time to get a great deal on a new Nissan.
Right now, save nearly 30% off MSRP on one of the best-selling SUVs in America. The 2019 Nissan Rogue S front-wheel drive for only $19,170. Drive a 2019 Altima 2.5 SV for only $21,466. That's over $7,600 off MSRP. Why buy used when you can buy new for less? Come check out the 2019 Kicks SV, which is packed with charisma and big on practicality for only $17,373.
Go to LambNissan.com for all of our great specials and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Number KP542561, number KC104556, number KL531675. Prices include all manufacturers' rebates plus tax, title, and license. Stock fee, $385 free package. Altima must finance with NMA COAC. Rogue must qualify for Nissan loyalty rebate. Offers expire July 31st, 2019.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. You may recognize the name of this award-winning book, American Prison. It was written by Shane Bauer, who got hired in 2014 as an entry-level prison guard at a private prison in Louisiana because he wanted to see how these for-profit prisons work from the inside. What did those 4 months there show you, Shane?
Well, I saw a system that, was really driven by the bottom line. The company was, cutting corners in every way that they could to save money. So this meant, very low, security staff. For 1,500 inmates, you'd have maybe 24 guards on a shift. There were, really extreme, ways that they were cutting costs, of healthcare. I met a prisoner who lost his legs and fingers to gangrene, who had been begging to go to the hospital for months, and they would just give him Motrin and send him back to his dorm. And if they had sent him to the hospital, they would have had to pay the bill by their contract with the state. Prisoners escaping. Just a very, very chaotic place run in a really kind of bare bones way.
Tell us about the Corrections Corporation of America, which now is known as Core Civic.
They are a company that brings in nearly $2 billion of revenue a year. They run prisons throughout the country. They're traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Many of your listeners may not know that they are invested in these companies through their mutual funds. They run not only prisons, but also immigrant detention centers. About two-thirds of immigrant detainees are held in facilities that are run by private prison companies.
Now, do these private prisons save taxpayers any money?
It's debatable. There have been a lot of studies on this. Some say they do, some say they don't. The federal government's study said that on the federal level, the cost savings were negligible. Beyond this, we also, of course, need to be asking ourselves if there is some cost savings, if it's worth it. Not only are the conditions horrible, but even if we don't care about what conditions prisoners live in, most of these people come back out and they're back in society. If the purpose of prison is to send people out better equipped, then, you know, it's very clear that these prisons are not meeting that function.
I understand, too, that you found yourself becoming crueler and more aggressive the longer you worked there. Is that true?
I did, yeah. I mean, that was something that I really struggled with throughout this project was, you know, I took the job as a guard. Basically, it's just a way to get inside, but I found myself getting very wrapped up in that role, and you know, the job was literally impossible to do. I mean, I, you know, worked in a unit with 350 prisoners with one other guard on the floor, so we were literally not able to do the things that we were supposed to do, and it just became you know, very demoralizing and exhausting, and, you know, you're dealing with all kinds of personalities and all kinds of prisoners, and I just quickly realized that if I was going to get through the day, I just had to turn off any kind of normal human response or, you know, compunction that I might feel. And I saw myself getting more and more caught up in the kind of power struggles that happen in prison, and you know, it really felt like I was changing and losing myself in a certain sense.
One of the most compelling parts of your book, American Prison, is what happened in 2009 when you and two other young Americans went hiking in Iraqi Kurdistan and unknowingly crossed into Iran. What happened next?
I was held for 2 years, actually, in Iran's central prison, Evin prison. I spent 4 months in solitary confinement and another 22 months in a cell with my friend, one of my friends who I was detained with. We were in a political prison, you know, with a lot of Iranian activists. And, you know, if we, our interrogators essentially told us, you know, we know that you are not spies or you're, you know, you're innocent, but this situation has become political. So we were essentially used as political pawns between the U.S. and Iran.
Now, you mentioned the prisoner who lost legs to gangrene. How about mental health care for inmates in for-profit prisons?
The mental health care in the prison I was in was very, very minimal. There was one part-time psychiatrist and one full-time social worker in the prison. So one of the only recourses for a prisoner having serious mental health issues was to go on suicide watch. I worked on suicide watch a few times, and it's essentially solitary confinement. They're put in there without clothing. They are given food that is below USDA standards for caloric intake. And, you know, they're incredibly dismal conditions. And I met a prisoner on suicide watch who had repeatedly gone on hunger strike to demand better health care, which he never got. And he eventually committed suicide himself. And by the time that he died, he weighed 71 pounds. You know, so this is a person who is just clearly, visibly deteriorating and still cannot get the help that he needed.
And you also traced the beginning of the private prison system to the decades before the Civil War. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, really the very first penitentiaries in this country were, they intended to turn a profit. The role of profit has been a major one in the development of our prison system. And really up until just recently, until maybe the 1970s, prisons, especially in the South, have been geared towards making a profit. Prison systems in the South after the Civil War essentially were filling the role of slavery. Prisoners were leased to cotton planters and to businesses and forced to labor for their, you know, private profit. And they were treated very much like slaves had been. They were whipped, they were tortured, and they actually died at a higher rate than slaves had before the Civil War.
The author is Shane Bauer. The name of the new book is American Prison, A Reporter's Undercover Journey into the Business of Punishment. Also, Shane has co-written A Sliver of Light. How can our listeners learn more about your writing and get a copy of your books?
Books can be found online or in bookstores. The American Prison is just now out in paperback, and you can find more of my writing at motherjones.com, which is where I work.
And Shane Bauer is also the recipient of the National Magazine Award for Best Reporting and the Harvard Goldsmith Prize, as well as many others. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with your publishing.
Thank you.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Hello, Prescott citizens. This is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. I'd like to talk with you today about what Prescott represents to me. Like many of you, my husband Bob and I moved here because of the quality of life Prescott offers. From our beautiful Four Seasons, fresh mountain air, to the strangers who smile and say hello on the street, it truly is an amazing place to call home. The strong sense of community shows up in how we gather together when it counts most. And the way we give of our time is unlike any other place I've lived. We truly care, and it shows. For all of these reasons and many more, I chose to run for Prescott City Council. My love of country, desire to serve, and commitment to give back drive me every day to be there for you in our community. I hope to continue as your City Councilwoman, and I'm asking for your vote this August. To learn more about me and my accomplishments, please visit VoteBillyOrr.com, and thank you for your support.
Paid for by Billy Orr for Council.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 15th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Billboards have appeared urging former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio to seek his job again. Although Arpaio doesn't know who's behind the billboards.
I'm considering it, running, and I'll make a final decision soon. I'm rather humble that people still support me in Arizona.
Arpaio is 87 years old. The Prescott Motor Vehicle Division office will be open again starting today.
The office on Commerce Drive had closed for 2 weeks, but consumer service areas are being made operational and all MVD services will be offered. ADOT officials are reminding everyone that more than two-thirds of MVD services are available anytime online at servicearizona.com. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Mostly sunny, just a 10% chance of afternoon rain today. Clearing and sunny the rest of the work week. Very windy Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs near 95 today and tomorrow. Blowing in a cool down of 90 for the high Wednesday and Thursday. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, cooling after bedtime tonight to a mostly clear 67. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, mostly sunny highs around 105 today, and a windy tomorrow with the same slight chance for afternoon spot storms today, heating up to 101, very breezy Wednesday and Thursday, with Tuesday's pre-dawn low a mostly clear 70. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. Please be fire safe and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
This town is on the move, and we're moving forward with you, meeting your ever-growing needs with ever-faster internet. Now we're taking our commitment to this town one step further. Cable One is now Sparklight, connecting people to each other, connecting neighborhoods to the world, connecting what's now to what's next. Sparklight. There's nothing this town can't do.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Atrium Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. The Diamondbacks visit the Texas Rangers Tuesday at 5, Monday at 11:30, by 99.9 FM in Prescott, by 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, there's a new book called Hope Rides Again. It brings back the ultimate crime-fighting duo and revives a bromance between Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Yeah, you heard that right. Well, in author Andrew Schaefer's first book, it was an instant New York Times bestseller called Hope Never Dies. Readers got the most compelling elements of great detective fiction, a dynamic team of crack investigators, a seemingly unsolvable mystery, and unlikely heroes, and best of all, a gripping escape from America's current state of affairs. Andrew Schaefer, you're the author of both books, including the new one, Hope Rides Again. Tell me how you got inspired to write this series.
Well, thanks for having me. And I think the original spark for the series really started off with the Obama-Biden memes, which were, I don't know if you're familiar, there were these photos that went around the internet, mostly on social media, of Obama and Biden in the White House sort of palling around, like real photos where they'd be, or maybe they'd be at like a basketball game kind of laughing, and people wanted them to have like a closer friendship than maybe they had in real life. Nobody really knows what their friendship is like, but you could see clearly that they were friends, and so people would kind of insert their own little dialogue between them, and like one of them was like, so are you going to adopt me, Barack? And he's like, sorry, Joe, you have to go out on your own now. It's been 8 years. And so And so it was, you know, you wanted them to be this close pair, but you also knew that once they got out of the White House, they were going to go their separate ways. They, you know, and I wanted to see what would happen if I took that and turned it into a book. And of course, you can't just have them walking around holding hands for 300 pages. So I decided to go back to the original bromance in book form, which was Sherlock and Watson, and do a murder mystery.
Now, I assume because this is obviously a satire and is also a very adventurous book, this will cut across political partisan lines, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think I didn't really know what to expect at first. I thought there would be some sniping at the book or something from some sides, but really the response was phenomenal. I've had people say, I don't like them as people or as politicians, but I really like the mystery in this book. And I said, well, I guess that's a win for me at least. And so I think that happened because I took the mystery aspect very seriously when I was writing it. I wanted to craft a good whodunit for both of these books and then sort of use these characters and sprinkle them in on top of that. So even though it looks kind of like a joke, it's definitely not a one-note joke. There is a real story in these books that, and they're, you know, they're not talking about politics the whole time. They don't say the T word once. It's just you know, two guys hanging out and having a good time solving crimes.
Well,
as good a time as you can have.
The cover sells the book right there because you have Obama in a suit dangling from a helicopter rescue rope, trying to pull Biden up by the hand. Now, you also say that in the book, In Hope Rides Again, it takes Joe and Barack on an action-packed ride across Chicago. What are some of the adventures they come across in Chicago?
Oh, my goodness. When I saw that cover, the Quirk Books, my publisher, showed me, they were like, this is what we're thinking about for the cover. And they said, can you add this to the book? And I was like, can I put them, you know, on a ladder coming out of a helicopter on the cover of the book? Sure, I can do that. So I actually wrote that cover into the book. And that takes place on Lake Michigan. There's also a scene in the book where they scale, where Joe Biden sort of scales the Tribune Tower barefoot, sort of like Die Hard.
Yeah.
He's running up the steps barefoot. So I have a couple of different sort of fun callbacks to movies that might have inspired the books. And you know, I think of the book sort of as a buddy cop story, like Lethal Weapon,
sure.
which I would also say is sort of a romance story, a love story. It's just, you know, it's just they're fighting crime together.
Now, do you think there are any similarities between being a detective and being a politician?
Just on the surface, they both have to have a good knowledge of, you know, good working knowledge of the law, or you would hope that they would. What I found, though, is that the fun thing about the books is a politician, you know, likes to delegate stuff, doesn't do things on their own. You can't imagine, you know, either Joe Biden or Barack Obama really doing, you know, they're not writing papers. They're not writing the laws themselves. They, you know, they would tell someone, oh, you know, that sounds great. You go off and do this. You go off and do this. Well, in the book, they've got to do everything themselves. They're sort of running around Chicago here. So they're kind of mumbling half the time, which I think is fun to watch someone who's really good at one thing almost completely fail at something else, because it makes them more human. It was like when, you know, Michael Jordan tried to play basketball or
baseball.
Yeah. I was like, Michael Jordan playing basketball? Great. Michael Jordan playing baseball?
Nope.
Not so great. But it humanized him.
Sure. Now, are there any limitations to portraying real people as fictional characters?
I think when you're dealing with politicians, it sort of falls under satire and parody. And, you know, you might have some more issues with if you're writing about celebrities, because celebrities are, you know, if you can't do this with, you know, say, you know, Matthew McConaughey or something, because that might step on his publicity rights. But as far as politicians go, there's sort of a sense in, at least in the U.S., that, you know, the politician, we elected you to office, we sort of own you.
Yeah.
And you know, whether that's right or not, for the most part, politicians will stay away. And thankfully, you know, I've it's been a pretty smooth ride for me with these books, because both, you know, Joe and President Obama were aware of the books, and you know, neither came after me. And in fact, Joe even signed a copy for me and told me, great job. Now, he didn't read it, I don't think, but he certainly enjoyed the cover, I would say.
Now, you also wrote a book, I understand, a satirical thriller, The Day of a Donald Trump, Trump's America?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm still apologizing for, because what happened was, this was during the time that Trump was running for president. Everybody thought he was a long-shot candidate, and I had a publisher go, well, if we want to do this book, we have to get this out in the next 3 months, mm-hmm. because after that, he's going to fall out of the news cycle. You know, he's polling at 1%, right? So, which was true. He was polling at 1% at the beginning. And so I wrote the book about what would happen in a Trump presidency. You know, he would do crazy things like call the Prince of Wales Prince of Wales with an H, like the animal.
Mm-hmm.
He would say stuff like from sea to shiny sea.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, a lot of the stuff that I wrote has actually come true. And I can only imagine that maybe President Trump read the book and took it to be some sort of game plan or something. He's like this guy knows what he's talking about. So, I didn't have a crystal ball or anything, but pretty damn near close.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was that if you write a satire and it comes true, you don't get bonus points.
Yeah.
In fact, you don't even get moved to the nonfiction section. You just get your book taken off shelves because it's yesterday's news.
The name of the book is Hope Rides Again by Andrew Schaefer. How can our listeners learn more about your reading and get a copy of Hope Rides Again?
Yeah, I mean, the best way to get a hold of the book is just type in Hope Rides Again or Obama Biden Mystery on Google or somewhere, and, you know, go ask for it by name at a local bookstore or your local library, and you'll find it that way. And if you come across Hope Rides Again, a poster of Lance Armstrong, that's not the right one. It's the one with Obama and Biden on it. So,
and a cover to never be forgotten. We thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thanks so much, DJ.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Bring the whole family to Chase Field this weekend for Kids Free. Kids 15 and younger get a free ticket to any D-backs versus Brewers game this weekend. Visit dbacks.com/kids. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. The best deal in baseball is the D-backs Value Pack. Pick any D-backs game this summer and get a ticket, hot dog, and a Pepsi for just $25. Visit dbacks.com/value. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Arizona Fraud Squad presents Jam the Scam. Fight fraud. Fight on.
I'm Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. Fraud is everywhere. Repair fraud, moving fraud, phone fraud, sales fraud. And because it is everywhere, I need everyone's help. If you suspect a consumer fraud, call my office and bring it to our attention. We bring fraudsters to justice. Arizona Fraud Squad. You report it, we fight it. Go to azag.gov.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, I hope you enjoyed those interviews with the authors of very recent best-selling books. I hope you heard my interview last week with David Bell, who wrote the book Layover. That was about the guest he was watching in the airport bar who turned out to be a missing person, leading to quite a mystery. Well, David Bell will be doing a book signing tonight, and that will be at the Poison Pen Bookstore on North Goldwater Boulevard in Scottsdale. He'll be there at 7 o'clock to sign copies of his new book, Layover. Hey, if you're a fan of The Big Lebowski, there's a new movie coming out next year based upon John Turturro's character Jesus. That was the flamboyant bowler in the purple jumpsuit who taunts the dude and Donnie and Walter. And if you haven't seen The Big Lebowski, well, this Wednesday is your chance. The original classic screens Wednesday night at 7 o'clock on the big screen at the Prescott Oaks Theater. And the Tuesday night classic this week at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona is the Kevin Bacon classic, Footloose. That's a great one. Hey, baseball fans, Diamondbacks are off tonight. They will head for Arlington, Texas for two interleague games with the Texas Rangers. And because it is interleague playing by American League rules, they will promote slugging rookie Kevin Crone to be their DH, making one wonder. With the trade deadline just 2 weeks away, how will the D-backs solve that logjam at first base with Christian Walker, Kevin Crone, and Jake Lamb all competing for the same job? Also opening this Thursday evening at the Harkins will be Disney's live-action version of The Lion King. That's part of Disney's huge move to convert their famed animated movies into live-action. They've already done that with Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, Aladdin. Of course, The Lion King opens Thursday. They'll also be doing a live-action release of The Little Mermaid, and The Little Mermaid Ariel character will be a young black lady this time. And they'll also do a live version of Mulan. Now, the one that really gets me is it's not Disney, but there is a new movie in production. It is going to be a live-action version of the Barbie doll with Margot Robbie as Barbie. And speaking of Margot Robbie, wow, you know, some really, really big movies are coming to the Harkins 14 in PV and the Harkins 6 in Sedona, including not only The Lion King this week, but Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's the Quentin Tarantino film about Hollywood in 1969 with Brad Pitt as a Billy Jack type. He's a stunt double for fading TV cowboy star Leonardo DiCaprio, who wants to move into movies the way former TV cowboy Steve McQueen did, and Margot Robbie as the doomed starlet Sharon Tate. There's also a scene showing DiCaprio dancing on the old NBC music show Hullabaloo, and there are scenes filmed at the old Spahn Movie Ranch just off Topanga Canyon Boulevard in the San Fernando Valley, where the Charles Manson family lived prior to slaughtering the Tate household and the LaBianca family two nights later.
Now, it's hard to believe, but August 8th, and that's only a few weeks away, will be the 50th anniversary of that horrible night on Cielo Drive. And the worst part of it all was the Manson family killed all those people at the Tate-Polanski home in a case of mistaken identity because they had been sent there to kill Doris Day's son, Terry Melcher. The famed music producer had told Manson he'd get him a record deal, then rescinded the offer, and Melcher's live-in girlfriend, Candace Bergen, was also targeted. It was all mistaken identity. In the movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Manson family member, Lynette Squeaky Fromm, you might remember her 6 years after the Manson murders, she tried to assassinate President Ford. Well, Squeaky Fromm will be played by Dakota Fanning, the former child star, whose younger sister, Elle, is now a big, big movie and modeling star. Well, there's a wonderful story that relies upon the old song Desiderata, which Les Crane turned into a top 40 hit years ago. It says, "Go placidly amid the noise and haste. Remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all people. Speak your truth quietly and clearly and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They have their story, too. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexed to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many people strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of the youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars, you have a right to be here. And whether or not it's clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful and strive to be happy." When was this written? Recently? Actually, it was dated 1692. And everything old is new again. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley at 4. Join me back here Tuesday for Q&A with Charles Matthews from Boys to Men Mentoring and Cecilia Jernigan for the Prescott City Council Candidate Forum. That will help you decide which candidate to vote for in the upcoming election. That is Q&A Tuesday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.